That's right. We've been doing the book. We have been doing Pastor Stephen Furtick's mindsets, and we're doing five of them, and this is the fourth one. So we've had, I'm not stuck unless I stop. We've had, with God, there is always a way, and by faith I will find it. And then last week, Pastor John did, with Christ, I am enough. So today's mindset is, God has given me everything I need for the season I'm in. So let's just pray. Let's close our eyes. Thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you, Father, that you're here. I thank you, Lord, for your presence. And even in this moment, you're stirring up people's hearts. I thank you, Lord, you'd reveal to them whatever they need to know in this time. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Last weekend, I went to Melbourne. I was preaching in our Melbourne East location. And I don't know about you, but I was only away for 2 nights, but it was like I was packing for 2 weeks. I don't know. It was. I mean, because, you know, you've got to have like 3 pairs of jeans, 4 pairs of shoes, including, it's 3, but 4 if you count jandals. Like, they're like, you know, jandals. What are they called here? Thongs. Like, why would you call them that? Anyway, my jandals. And if you count my jandals, that's 4 pairs of shoes. Welcome online. That's 4 pairs of shoes. And, like, lots of things. And, you know, that's just in jacket because it's cooler in Melbourne. And then I've got my, so I can never like carry on that bag because it's going to be more than 7 kilos. Doesn't matter. Does not matter. 2 days, more than 7 kilos, that bag's going on. And then I have my carry-on bag, which has got my iPad, my headphones, noise cancelling. Woo! I love that for on the plane. And then I've got my AirPods for when I'm in the airport. I mean, you're getting a picture now. I like having like everything I can. All your toiletries, it's all happening. All happening. Now, you know, I was only away for 2 nights. You think, and even though I knew that half of the stuff in that bag, I was not even going to wear. I mean, I take my gym gear and my gym shoes. What a joke. I know I'm not going to the gym, but I'll take them anyway. You know, bit of a fantasy, like, oh, I might feel like it. Who feels like it? Nah. Anyway. So, but I can tell right now, I'm feeling judged by all you carry-on people. Who's a carry-on person? Oh, judgy. They're all like, oh my gosh, can't believe it. Yeah, well, put your judgment away, okay? Put your judgment. But I could feel that judgment coming. But I take all this stuff because I always feel like I don't want to get caught unprepared. And, you know, sometimes we do the same thing in our life. We overpack our minds. We overpack our hearts with backup plans, with fear, with self-doubt, with constant thought that maybe we're not ready for what is ahead. You know, many of us, like, we feel unqualified, unprepared, inadequate for what God has called us to do. We look at what we lack, resources, skills, connections, and we think we need something more before we step into our calling. But you know, I've said these things myself at times. Like, God, what if I'm not enough? God, what if I mess up? What if I don't have what it takes? But in 2 Peter 1, verse 3, it says, His divine power has given us everything we need. Everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. God has already given us everything we need. We don't need to wait until we feel ready or more confident or more equipped. God has already placed within us abilities, wisdom, strength that we need for today. God has given me everything I need for the season I'm in. That's the mindset we're looking at today. So we're going to look at Jeremiah 1, verse 4 to 9. Jeremiah, he was a young guy, and when God called him to be a prophet, he's quite young. They reckon between 17 and 20 years old. Like a prophet, like God called Jeremiah to speak on his behalf to a nation that had lost his way. So he called him to be a prophet when he was a young fella. But in this moment with Jeremiah, it shows us that God doesn't wait for us to feel ready. He calls us and equips us for the season we're in. He does. So let's look at the scripture. You can join me, you can look on your Bible, or you can join me up there. The word of the Lord came to me, just like it came to you, Luke. The word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Alas, sovereign Lord. That's a little bit of drama going on in there, isn't it? Alas, alas, sovereign Lord, I said, this is Jeremiah, I do not know how to speak. I am too young. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am too young. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hand, touched my mouth and said to me, I have put my words in your mouth. Man, this is powerful. The first thing about God has given you everything that you need. My first point is like God has already equipped you for your purpose. In Jeremiah 1:5, where it says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. God's plan for your life didn't start today. It started before you were born. Isn't that mind-blowing? It did. It started before you. God's call doesn't depend on our comfort level. It depends on his purpose. He equips those he appoints. He chose you and he set you apart for a purpose. You don't need to be anyone else or anything else. God's already placed everything you need within you. It's just like a seed. Now, I've got a picture. We'll have that picture, please. Look at that massive oak tree. It's huge, isn't it? But it came from, I mean, that's a pretty big acorn up on the screen, but really acorns are like about that big. That's a massive acorn. But huge acorn. But I should have found a little itty bitty acorn. But, you know, that's a massive oak tree, but it starts from a tiny seed. It doesn't look like much, but inside that small seed is everything it needs to one day become a strong, massive tree with deep roots and the strength to endure storms. Wow. In the same way, you can take that picture down. In the same way, when God formed you, he placed everything inside you. Everything that you would need for the call that he's put on your life. It doesn't need to be anything other than what it already is. All it needs is the right conditions to grow. It's so important where you place yourself. If that acorn had sat outside of the ground, it would never have grown. If it was in a rubbish bin, it would never have grown. It needed to be planted in good soil. You need to be planted in good soil in order to grow into what God has called you to be. Like even though, even now, you might think, oh, you know, it might seem small and unseen or unqualified, but God already sees the full grown version of you. Before you were born, he planted purpose in you. He set you apart. You might feel like the acorn right now, but God sees the mighty oak tree. He does. You already have everything you need for your call. All you need is those right conditions. And those right conditions, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, those that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. Be planted in the house of God. Be planted in the house of God. Come to church on Sundays. Join a group, in a smaller group, and get connection with people. Come along, read the word of God. Pray, worship him. Get connected to people, and you will grow into what God's called you to. So that's the first thing. God has already equipped you for your purpose. The second thing is focus on what you do have. Yeah. In Jeremiah 1:6, it said, I do not know how to speak. I am too young. Like Jeremiah, we can disqualify ourselves based on what we think we lack. Excuses will always hold you back. But God sees you differently. God's response was, do not say that. He doesn't see your inadequacy. He sees his calling and power in you. So I saw this, such a great movie. I love watching movies. And I think it wasn't on Netflix. It might be on Prime. But anyway, this movie, that was a very important fact. This movie is called Unstoppable. So it's not the one with the train. No, this is that's only just came out in 2024, and it's a true story about a man called Anthony Rublis. He was raised in church. Anthony was born with only one leg. Due to his leg, it was missing all the way up to his hip. He couldn't attach a prosthetic limb to it. So you can't attach that if it's right up to his hip. So he's missed a leg the whole time. He didn't let that stop him, though, because he wanted to wrestle. He wanted to do wrestling. This is in America. He wanted to wrestle. You know, and in this movie, there was one line. I must have watched it 40 times. It's just one line. It just smacked me. It did. And the coach, he's just chatting to him, and he says, you know, why do you want to be in wrestling competitions? I mean, because obviously with one leg, he's at a major disadvantage, you would think. Major disadvantage. And then he says to his coach, when people look at me, the first thing they see is what's missing. If I win, having one leg won't be the most important thing about me. So he had a goal. He wanted to win. He just didn't want to be a wrestler. He wanted to win the actual competition. And then, so he focused on what he did have. He focused on his strong upper body, like David Crowder. You know, he focused on his, why are people laughing? He focused on his unmatched grip strength, like Roger. You got great grip strength over there, Roger? Yeah, okay. We won't use David because that was laughing. And he had unmatched grip strength. And the reason that he had that was because he used crutches all his life. And he concentrated on his mindset. And in 2011, he became an NCAA wrestling champion, defeating... Like, he won. He actually won one of... So, and he's renowned to be one of the greatest college wrestlers in the world. Nothing stopped him, even though he had a leg missing. It did not stop him. Maybe it was an advantage. They had one less leg to grab onto or something. I don't know. I only just thought of that. Possibly. See? Don't have to worry about what's missing. But But, I mean, this guy, in his mindset, I mean, even in 2019, he decided he was going to go for the record for the number of pull-ups in 1 minute. And he actually got it. 62 pull-ups in 1 minute. Whoa! That is hectic. I mean, that's been... there's a new world record now of 77. How do you even do 77 pull-ups in 1 minute? That is a lot. Who can do that? Who can do seven? Oh, look, I'm getting... Jai, like Alex is pointing to Jai. But anyway, but what we're going to do right now, I've got a little clip. It's 40 seconds, but you've got to watch right from the beginning. So I'll just hand it over to you guys.
I call this my challenge. You know, this is my challenge. This is a challenge. But in life, we all have something. You know, it can be mental, it can be physical, it can be in the world, it can be whatever. There's always going to be an opponent. What I hope people take away from this story is that no matter what you're wrestling in your life, it's not about what you're wrestling. You know, it's about how you react to it. You can focus on what you don't have. You can focus on what you can't do. You can tell yourself, I'm too small, whatever. Or you can tell yourself, I'm going to stop. You know, I'm going to treat this like a puzzle. I'm going to figure this out. Because we all have lessons. You know, we all have our own strengths. We just have to find those things and just, you know, capitalize on those things. Just pull those things up and choose to focus only on those things, not what we don't have. And that, to me, is what unstoppable is.
He's amazing. Do you see? He focused on what he did have. So that's what we do. We focus on what we do have, not what's missing, not what's lacking. You know, he didn't let that define him. He focused not on the lack, but what he already had. What do you already have? God's already put gifts on the inside of you. He's put experiences on the inside of you. He's put resources on the inside of you. You are enough. You are enough. You don't need more. You just need what you have, and to take inventory of that. Like he said, find out what you do have and blow that up. Capitalize on it. Blow things up. So even things that you're learning today are actually going with you into your next season. Prophetic words of encouragement, whatever it is, scriptures that you're reading, when God's speaking to you, you are taking that now and building your strength to go in. So we've got, God has already equipped you for your purpose. Focus on what you do have. And then the next one is, where you go, God goes. We'll go back to Jeremiah. Jeremiah said, he said, do not be afraid, he said to Jeremiah, for I am with you. I have put my words in your mouth. You don't have to be alone in this journey. God's presence is what makes a difference. Fear tries to stop you, but faith moves you forward. When God is with you, what you have is more than enough. When I first became a Christian, I felt so inadequate. I used to look around. That's one of the reasons that I'd come to church. I'd come in, sit down the back, and as soon as it was over, I would take off. Because I just felt like I didn't fit for a long, long, long time. I felt inadequate. I thought, all these amazing people, they've got it all happening. And we know that's not true. But I did not know that. I thought, you know, I'm so bad. I'm starting from scratch. I've got all this stuff. I've mucked up so much. I've stuffed this up. I've stuffed this out. How could God ever love me? I felt like that. I felt unacceptable, I guess. But do you know what? Just coming into church, I felt the love of God. I felt his acceptance. I felt his approval. I felt like I do belong here. And I don't know who I'm speaking to in this room. If you've had that feeling before where you're unacceptable, you're unapproved, you actually are accepted by God. You are approved by him. He called you by name. He got you in this room. He loves you. He's placed people around you. And even if he hasn't at the moment, he's going to place people around you. That's what happens because God, where you go, God goes. You don't have to fear. You're not alone. Jeremiah, he didn't have to create the words. God had already placed them on the inside. In the same way, you know, God's equipped us for our calling. He's given you a voice. You have a voice. No matter what it is that you're doing, you have a voice. Speak God's promises over yourself. God's word is creative and powerful. The scripture of God is creative and powerful. It says that right from the beginning. He created the heavens and the earth. It's creative and powerful. When the word of God comes out of your mouth, it's creative and powerful. Whatever your need is, maybe you're not feeling strong enough. You know, turn to the word of God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yes, I can. I'm more than a conqueror. Speak the word of God. Speak the word of God. He's given you a voice. Speak the word of God. Whenever anything comes, you know, you feel unapproved. You only have to look in the word of God. You are loved. You're accepted. You're chosen of him. All those things, speak the word of God. Because when we do that, it squashes fears. It squashes inadequacy. It squashes anything that holds you back. It squashes the mindsets that hold you back. I can do anything. You know, God wants to prosper you in all things and in health, even as your soul prospers. What season are you in right now? We've talked about, you know, God has given me everything I need for the season I am in. You might be in a season of raising kids. There's quite a few people who've had new babies around here, haven't we? Like, and for some of them, it's their first baby. It's still a call of God. Do you know what? I just want you to realize, just the call and ministry on your life is not just all about doing stuff in church. If you've got your own business, it's a ministry. If you're bringing up your kids, it's a ministry. Honestly, God is all about families. He is. God, your family. You're raising up little God seekers. You're raising up mighty men and women of God. Important. So whatever season you're in, maybe you're in a season of healing from pain. God's got you. He wants you to be healed. We offer that time earlier on in the service where you can come and receive prayer. It's not the people praying, it's the presence of God. It's the power of God that can touch you. You might be in a season of leading a team. You might be new to leadership. And that's when things come like, oh, you know, I'm too young. I'm too old. I don't know enough. Whatever it is, just go and know that God is with you. Go and know that He's placed everything on the inside of you. And you know what? Just like that oak tree, you might be acorn now, or you might be a little bit bigger, little planted seedling tree, or you might be little, wherever it is, it doesn't matter. You've still already got that seed on the inside of you. Already. Do you know there were seeds of ministry planted in my life? As a child, my grandfather was a minister. There were seeds. Right now, you're sowing seeds into your family. Seeds that will grow into mighty, amazing people that God has planned. And they've got a plan. Just like you have got a plan, they've got a plan. So let's just close our eyes. Thank you, Father, that you've got a plan for each and every person. I thank you, Lord, that you love them, that you've given them purpose, that you've given them a way, that you've already placed everything that they need on the inside of them. I thank you, Lord, that where you go, wherever they go, you go with them. They don't have to fear, for you are with them. Thank you, Lord, that we concentrate and we focus on what we do have. You've put so much on the inside of us. Thank you for what you're even doing in this moment. I just get a sense like God is here and He's... I just want you to ask yourself, what is it that I do have? What is it that you want to work on right now, God? Is it leadership? Is it being a mum? Is it being a dad? Is it parenting? Is it a relationship? Is it a business? What has God placed in you and you have on the inside of you right now? Well, I thank you, Father, that you see every person and you love them. In Jesus' name. While your eyes are closed, I would just like to give you an opportunity to invite God into your heart. You might be here today and you don't have a relationship with Him. And it all starts from there. Those seeds that He's placed in you grow in the right environment. So you might be here today and you know that it's time. God wants to have a relationship with you. I haven't always followed Him. It's probably 20 years ago now. I had just something missing on the inside of me. It felt like something was missing. And I came into a church and realized it was God. You might be here, might be the same. If you're here today and you've never had a relationship with God, very soon I'm going to ask you to respond by raising your hand just from your seat, and we're going to say a prayer together, inviting Him into your heart. Same with you online. There's three types of people. That's the first one, if you've never had a relationship. The second one is you may have had a relationship at one time with God. You might have gone to youth. You might have been in a young adults group. You might have gone along to church a number of times, but walked away for some reason. Maybe you never connected. Maybe you got busy. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. God is glad that you're back. He loves you. He doesn't care where you've been. He wants a relationship with you. His arms are wide open. He accepts you. He approves of you. If that's you and you want to reconnect to God, very soon I'm going to ask you to raise your hand as well. And the third type of person I'm speaking to is that you may have been coming a number of times, but in your heart you know that you haven't fully surrendered. You haven't asked God to forgive you and surrendered your heart to Him. And today you know that you want to do that. Because when we do that, there's the assurance that we will have a relationship with Him, but also go to heaven. So if you're one of those three types of people, either you've never had a relationship with God, but today you want one, or you want to be reconnect to Him, or you want to be certain that you're going to heaven. Right now, just from your seat, just raise your hand so I can see it, and I'll acknowledge it. Just from where you are, thank you, Jesus. every Christian is praying. Thank you, Lord, that even in this time, you're looking, you're working in hearts. Is there anyone here today that wants to have a relationship with God? A God who loves them. When he comes into your heart, oh, he takes burdens off you. He brings your spirit to life. He starts to guide and lead you. Just like we talked about with Andrew and Charlie, he guides you, he leads you, he knows you. He knows everything that you need. Is there anyone here today? Okay, I'm going to lead you in this prayer here and online. Dear Lord Jesus, if you just say it after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today and I invite you into my heart. Thank you that you love me, that you died on a cross for me and my sin. I'm turning to you to follow you. I renounce the devil and all his ways. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Show me how to live. I thank you that today I'm forgiven, I'm set free, and I'm going to heaven. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's give Jesus a hand. He is good. We actually are going to start make room for God in this moment to pray for God to speak to you about what is on the inside of you. I had a picture of like a desk calendar. You know, and you flick over the days, and I feel that some people, and it might be you, you feel like the days are just flicking so fast that you can't control it. They're out of control. Your time's out of control. But I got a picture of your hand stopping the calendar from flipping, and then a stamp hitting that day, and then the next, and a stamp hitting that day. You're called to make a mark in this world. I just sense, though, it's time. It's time. Time has you running like a little rat on a wheel, but you just need to slow down, to stop. So just everyone stand to your feet. If that's you today, you can close your eyes, stand to your feet. If that's you today, I just want you to raise your hand because I want to pray for you specifically. You're called to make a mark and a stamp and leave a stamp on this world. That's it. And time is flicking. Lots of hands. Thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, I thank you that you see every person that's with their hand raised, Father. I thank you, Lord, oh, that they won't look to their time. They'll look to your time. Father, I thank you that Joshua, he called out to the sun to stop, that we can speak to you, Father, to help us with our time, to make it more worthwhile in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that every person will leave a mark, a stamp in this world. I thank you for the gifts that even in this time are being stirred up in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that as they walk forward, they're going to feel that there's more time. What took a year is going to take months. What took months is going to take a week. What took weeks is going to take days. I thank you, Father, for your supernatural time. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. The next thing we're going to pray for is like, what has God, you know, what is it on the inside of you? What has he already given you? And you know that you know that you know that you need to start working in that area. So if that's you today, just raise your hand. If you feel like, oh, I know what it is, you can close your eyes. I know what it is. All right, I just feel that I see intercession being stirred up in the name of Jesus. You know, if you're here today and you've always wanted to intercede and pray and you do that at home but you don't know what to do, I want you to raise your hand. Is that you? Is that you? Those that are called to intercession, thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, for every hand raised. I thank you, Lord, that you're leading and guiding them. Thank you, Father, for the gift of intercession. Oh, Lord, that we pray to you, Father, and your Holy Spirit prays on our behalf. I thank you, Lord, that you continue to stir that up. You put people around them. I just get like marbles coming together. I thank you, Lord, that you bring them around each other, that they'll stir each other up. Stir each other up. Iron sharpens iron. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if you feel that, we talked a bit earlier about the pastoral stream. If you feel that the pastoral stream is your one of your main streams, I actually want you to raise your hand for that. If the pastoral stream, amazing. Can I get the ministry prayer team to come out? And all those that feel that you're called to the pastoral stream, I'd love you to come out for prayer. Thank you, Jesus.